When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Burning Questions podcast here from Fantasy Football Scout. You will notice that things are a little bit different today. It is just me, so apologies to the audio podcast listeners. I have no idea how this is going to work. I have no idea how this is going to come across to you. But those of you in the YouTube chat, welcome. Today, we're going to be having a look mainly at Wildcard. It's a bit of a Q&A stream. We'll be here for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. We'll be tinkering away with a Wildcard draft, going through it with you, talking about some of the pros and cons of Wildcard picks this week, whether we should have any single game week players, building up to what my Wildcard draft is looking like at the moment, or any potential changes you think I should be making. We'll also have a look in the chat for any non-Wildcard specific questions. So those of you not on Wildcard this week and boosting, we will still hopefully be answering some of your burning questions as well. So first of all, thank you all to those of you who have joined the stream. Welcome. And it is just me. So hopefully the chat will be there to keep me company. So just before we get into that Wildcard draft, a quick look at how things are getting on so far this week. As Sun is saying in the chat, Ben White came up for me big last night. I'm on 94 points so far, no free hit and play. Things have gone pretty well, right? So double Crystal Palace attack in Eze and Mateta, looking very, very good. Double Arsenal at the back with Gabriel and then Ben White, looking very, very good as well. Needing some points from the Liverpool guys tonight. So Luis Diaz, Salah and Virgil van Dijk. Fingers crossed they all start. Without Diego Jota, I think Luis Diaz should start tonight. Of course, it looks like there's going to be no Cole Palmer and no Erling Haaland. We know there's no Cole Palmer. But if there's no Erling Haaland tomorrow night, I will get Zabani in off my bench. So the whole debate of Haaland to Darwin or a defender to Van Dijk is left pretty in the balance, because it basically comes down to Virgil van Dijk against Darwin Nunez. Currently 1 point up on that, with Van Dijk playing 60 minutes and Darwin not starting. But I think going into tonight, I'd rather have Darwin Nunez. But what we're here today to do is build a wildcard draft with you all. We're using planfpl.com to start tinkering away with the wildcards. So I've built a couple of wildcard drafts over the past couple of days, and I don't know why this camera is suddenly cutting off the top of my head. Apologies for audio listeners for the state that this is going to come out to you all, but welcome and thank you for joining, and I hope it is useful by the time we get to the end of it. So I think the key thing that we need to discuss at the moment is, are there any single game week players that I am willing to carry forward on the wild card? Of course, I'm bench boosting in game week 37. If you're not bench boosting in game week 37, I think you keep probably triple Arsenal, if not double Arsenal, should be in your wild card if you're not bench boosting in game week 37. Double defense, I would still keep, whether that's Raya and a defender, whether that's two defenders. I don't massively mind, but I would be keeping two defenders. The issue with the Saka pick is there are so many good midfielder picks, right? But I've come to the realization that I will have an Arsenal defender on my wild card. Whether that's Ben White or whether that's Gabriel, I'm not 100% certain. There's a 0.8 million gap between the two for me. 0.8 million gap between the two of them. So that 0.8 million could go a long way. But we're going to leave Gabriel in this draft for now. outside of that, who in this draft is likely? We'll keep Gusto in for now. We'll keep Palmer. We'll keep Haaland for now. Saka will go. Salah will go. Eze will go. Luis Diaz will go. Van Dijk and Pickford will go. So this is what we're left with. So that means I'm making 11 changes to my team from my team at the moment. Wildcard put to good use, I would say. Wildcard put to good use. Everton defender. So Pickford is one of the few that I do look at that they have. No, they go to. Oh, wait, they have Arsenal. They have Sheffield United at home in 37, which could be okay for the bench boost, but it's probably not one I'm going to pick on wildcard. Given that they might, I mean, they might get to that game and they're already safe. It is their last home game at Goodison Park, so you would expect them to win that game. So a Pickford's not the end of the world. It's not the worst pick, but there are other keepers that I prefer to Everton. But if you are not wildcarding, I don't think holding Everton players is a bad pick at all. Of course, you don't want them on the final day of the season away at Arsenal, who might still be playing for the league at that point. And I think the league will probably go to the final day of the season now, which does impact some of the picks a little bit. Because in order for that the title to go to the last day of the season, it needs one of Arsenal and Liverpool to get as many points between now and then as Man City do. And I think that's probably likely. I think that's probably likely that one of them go toe-to-toe with Man City. Now, Man City might only need a draw or just a win on the final day, but because there's only a 2 points gap, the chances that one of Arsenal or Liverpool take it to the final day, I think, are reasonably high. Solanke, as Pranav is saying, again, a decent single game week pick. A decent single game week pick. He does have Brighton at home, Brentford at home in the two in 35 and 37. But those are actually the weeks that you don't need a good pick in, because those are the 2 weeks with a double. If players feel that they have a good fixture in game week 36 and game week 38, that's actually more useful, because those are the weeks that a lot of the doublers don't have as good a fixture. So the other reason for it is, let's start up front, right? Is anyone in a disagreement that Alexander Isak and Erling Haaland should be in the wild card? Now, the only thing to mention is if Erling Haaland is a doubt for the weekend, you may want to go elsewhere. But for me, if Erling Haaland is not available, the only thing I will do differently in that spot is Erling Haaland to Julian Alvarez. It's the only thing I'll do different in that spot. Is Erling Haaland out to Julian Alvarez. And I will leave the money in the bank to go back to Erling Haaland if we think he's going to be back. Now, if we think he's only going to miss Forrest, I will just start with Haaland and I will bench him, and we'll show you why that's reasonable on wildcard this week in a moment. But I think Haaland and Isak, if Haaland is reasonable to be back for 36, Haaland and Isak feel like locks for me. Can we ignore Arsenal forwards for the wildcard? I mean, forwards, yes. Like, I wouldn't be picking Gabriel Jesus. Saka, I would be ignoring. Havertz is the one I would pick now. And if I go for an Arsenal midfielder on game week 38, it would be Havertz over Saka now. But is Gusto really worth the risk with a possible rotation or injury? Maybe better to buy Petrovic. That's true. Let's take out Gusto, because we're not nailed that it will be Gusto. That is true. You don't think Haaland is essential until 37? It's true. It's true. Then Hoyland or Jackson. Yeah. Yeah. So the thing that I would urge people on wildcard to do is not to book in a transfer. Effectively, you will want two transfers going into game week 38, which effectively means you have one free transfer between now and game week 38 to use on something else. If you want the two transfers on the final day of the season to buy back Arsenal and Liverpool and for any potential rotation, you have one free transfer between now and then. And something will go wrong. Someone will get injured. There'll be a change in what you think. There'll be a suspension. There'll be an injury. So I effectively think you should be building your wildcard draft now that is ready for a game week 37 bench boost. And if nothing goes wrong, you can use that transfer on something if you want, or you burn it. But you're better off being in that situation than something going wrong and you having to take hits between now and the end of the season. If you're wildcarding this week, the only week you should be considering taking a hit, in my eyes, is game week 38. is game week 38. We don't know if Gusto will be fit, so that's why I've taken him out. So let's just put it as it actually will be. So Jackson is not suspended. Jackson could have got sent off last night, but he didn't. Should have got a yellow card minimum last night, but he didn't. VAR can't intervene for yellows. I personally think I will go Jackson. The only other one is Hoyland. And if Hoyland looks a little bit back in form tonight, I could end up going there. Because, yes, he has double-doubles, Jackson. But is Hoyland at home to Burnley better than Jackson with his double this week? Probably not. But it's not that far away. Now, there are other Manchester United players that I would pick, but there are not many other Chelsea players that I would pick. So, at the moment, Jackson will be in there. Jackson is going to be my third forward this week. I would be surprised now that he hasn't picked up that suspension. I don't hate the double up on David Raya as one of the goalkeepers. I think I will probably carry just one if Pedro Porro is back. Right? If Pedro Porro is back, I think I will go there just because of the amount of fixtures and the attacking threat. If he's not there, I'm not sure there's another Spurs defender that I want. I'm not sold on Ben Davies. I'm not sold on Emerson Royale or Romero. We'll talk about the goalkeepers in a moment. João Pedro is definitely an interesting one. And actually one that I don't dislike at all. I'm just not certain that he'll play every game between now and the end of the season. Especially when they have a double. I think there's enough potential rotation in there. Watkins should be a consideration too. Absolutely. But without a double and Chelsea, I mean, Chelsea at home is not actually that bad, is it? Brighton away, Liverpool at home, Palace away. They're not the best fixtures. But I completely get that you should be considering Watkins on wildcard this week. I definitely think he should be considering that. You think Watkins and Mateta could outscore Jackson and Alvarez? I mean, it's Haaland at the moment. So I will leave Haaland in there. And I'll show you why when we finish the draft about why I expect to leave Haaland in there. Burnley, yeah. But I don't think we're going Burnley on wildcard, especially without a double. Man United. So Man United's interesting. And I think Shamil has said that Bruno Fernandes for me feels very, very likely on wildcard. Burnley at home, a nice double, and one of the players that even if Manchester United don't have anything to play for, should just play, you know, 80, 90 minutes pretty much every single game. And that's quite important to me towards the end of the season. So Fernandes for me will go in. And the other one, of course, is Son. I think there's no debate really that Son will go in on wildcard. Doesn't look like Richarlison is back in training yet. But even if he is, I think Son is nailed, right? So Son will go in. So what we've got at the moment for those people on podcast, Pedro Porro and Gabriel, Bruno Fernandes, Palmer, Son, Haaland, Isaac, Nicholas, Jackson. And then as CM Punk has just said, what about Newcastle? Absolutely. Now, there are actually several picks that you could go for from Newcastle. Isaac is in. It doesn't sound like Trippier is going to be back, so you can't really go there. In defence, Shaw is great, but if you don't have good budget, then Dan Burn is a very good alternative. And it doesn't sound like... It doesn't sound massively like Pope's going to play much this season. So you could take a gamble on Dubravka. You absolutely could take a gamble on Dubravka. But I think Shaw is worth it. I just think the attacking threat is there. If Trippier's not going to play much, you could go on someone like Livramento, but he might be an issue towards the end of the season. And as I said, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're booking in transfers or things that could go wrong. KDB better than Bruno? Yes, but we do have limited Manchester City spots at the moment with this draft. Is Burn a rotation risk? I don't think so. So for me, Shah is in, and I can't look past the form of Anthony Gordon, particularly with Sheffield United at home this week. And I think you'll all agree that we probably need a second Manchester City attacker in here. A certain Phil Foden should be part of the wildcard draft. Now, part of, just to answer the question now, with a front eight of Fernandes, Palmer, Son, Gordon, Haaland, Isak, Jackson, and then Foden, this is why I don't actually mind if Haaland is out this weekend as a wildcarder. Because if Haaland's out for a week or a major doubt, the front seven without him reads Bruno Fernandes at home to Burnley, Cole Palmer with a double, Son with a double, Gordon at home to Sheffield United, Foden away at Forest, Jackson with a double, and Isak at home to Sheffield United. A few of you asking about, you know, Havertz. A few of you asking about De Bruyne. It's probably the Bruno Fernandes spot that would go if you wanted to fit one of them in. I don't hate it, but I don't think I have the money in this draft to go and buy De Bruyne. De Bruyne is a great pick, but Gordon mostly has away fixtures. It's true, but like Sheffield United at home, like Burnley, Brighton, they are still fixtures I'm still happy with him. He could end up being benched away at Burnley as well next week. So I'd play him at home to Sheffield United in the double and then maybe on the final day of the season. But he might not even play that. Havertz better than Saka. If I was wildcarding an Arsenal midfielder, I would have Havertz over Saka. Do you think I'd go Gordon and Foden moving forwards if you're non-wildcard? Yes, they'd be right up there. De Bruyne over Foden is an interesting one. I just don't think I can look past the form of Foden and the price that he is at. Like, that's what? A £2 million difference between them. It's a shame wildcards are so late. All wildcards are going to be virtually same players. To be honest, I don't mind that. As someone who's got to the rank they're happy with, but I agree. Now, there are ways that you can get close to that and get a few differentials in here, which we'll talk after we've built the draft. So the other one, so we now are left with mid defender and goalkeeper spots, which I think are the ones that don't matter as much because there's not as many good picks in there. No Salah. I just think Salah's not worth the money on this wildcard with no doubles. If Salah finds form tonight, would I reconsider him? I think there's virtually no chance I have either Saka or Salah in this wildcard draft. I don't think there's a chance I have either of them in it. Drop Haaland for Hoyland and get De Bruyne instead of Bruno. If I'm going to drop Haaland, it would probably be to Alvarez, but I don't hate that. Like, that's a big differential way that you could go. If you're looking for differentials and Haaland to doubt, Haaland to Hoyland and do Fernandes to De Bruyne, I don't hate it. Madison over Foden. So everything I've listened to from Planet FPL to Above Average FPL is to not touch Madison with the form that he's in at the moment. If you're going to buy an extra Spurs attacker, it should probably be Brennan Johnson is what they're all saying. I'd sell Saka before I sold Havertz. Why aren't people talking about Nkunku? He could be a nice punt to let in the season if we can't take X-Men's risk now. But I think the X-Men's risk is so high. I would be surprised if he starts more than probably two games between now and the end of the season. He's back in training, but we've seen injuries recur so often for him. They won't start him two games in a week at all. Like, the best you're going to get for him is four starts between now and the end of the season. And I'd be absolutely shocked if you get that. Werner has been good form too. The thing is about Werner as well is he's a forward. So it makes it easier to pick him than someone like a Brennan Johnson or a Maddison. So he could go in over Jackson, definitely. Gvardiol or Dallo. So to go back to where we were, I think Dallo is in for me. If you don't have the money, Harry Maguire, but there is a chance that we get to see Martinez or Varane or both of them before the end of the season, which would be a little bit annoying. But yeah. Where else does this leave us in defence? So we now have a defender and two goalkeepers. We have a spare City slot. We have a spare United slot. We have a spare City, United, Chelsea and Spurs. Four teams and Arsenal, right? Five, those are the five teams I would use to pick the final three spots. You could double up on the Arsenal defence. Chelsea, Spurs, City, United. Gvardiol is an interesting pick, but I'm worried that Ake being back is a concern for him. Kyle Walker is probably safer now than Gvardiol, but because of the attacking returns recently, I understand why people would want Gvardiol. Ederson, surely worth considering. So, Ederson is currently in my draft. My current goalkeepers are Ederson and Vicario. Now, it's a lot of money to spend, but it's just for 4 weeks. Gvardiol, Vicario, Onana and Petrovic. Yeah, so there's lots going on here. I know it's very template, and then we'll change things up once we've built it. The reason that either Ederson or Petrovic are going to be in my draft are their fixtures in the two non-double game weeks, right? So Petrovic has West Ham at home, Bournemouth at home in 36 and 38. Ederson has Wolves at home, West Ham at home in 36 and 38. If you go Vicario, he has Liverpool at home, Liverpool away, Sheffield United away. I'm not even sure I'd want to play him against Sheffield United away on the final day of the season. And the other one that people are talking about is Onana, who has Palace away, Brighton away as well in those two fixtures. So, for me, one of Petrovic and Ederson needs to be in the wild card, and it will change who the other keeper is, depending on who you pick there. So, it's either Ederson and Vicario, or it's Onana Petrovic for me. Those are the two spots. So, Onana Petrovic or Ederson Vicario. Ederson's a boring pick. True, but I think all keepers are boring picks at this point. None of them are really worth it. None of them are really worth it. Let's go with Onana Petrovic at the moment. Let's go with that at the moment. No, I'm going to go Vicario Ederson. And the reason for that is if Ederson gets the final day of the season and they've won the league and Ederson doesn't start, Vicario has Sheffield United away. BMAC, thank you for the super chat. No bench boost. Raya White, Gabriel for 36 and 38. I don't hate that at all. I would probably look at least two of those. You prefer Onana Petrovic for save points? Probably. Raya could go in there. Raya definitely could go in. Let me put Raya in instead of... Let me put Raya in here. Because he also fixes those 2 weeks. Gabriel worth upgrading to White if you have the money, right? You'll notice that I have a pretty strong team value. And I only have 5.6 left for a final defender. And this can be Man United, Chelsea, Man City as those. Man United, Chelsea, Man City. Verbruggen, I just think Steele will get some games between now and the end of the season. It hasn't happened so much recently, but I think it will happen. I think the last pick is Chelsea. I mean, I could go Petrovic and Ederson. That also works. And then you just hope that one of them plays on the final day of the season. And then you're left with a Man United, a Spurs, a Man United or a Spurs defender. That's the only thing. Everyone's saying easy gusto. That's the only issue with going Edison, right? Edison and Petrovic is those two teams have defenders that you actually want to pick from. Like, if you go this, then it's Ben White to fill the gap. I mean, you could just double up on the Arsenal defence. It's not the end of the world. So let's put Ben White in there. And then you have double Arsenal defence. Is Kukurea nailed? I think Chilwell will probably start at least one. And I think it will probably be game week 38 on the final day of the season at home to Bournemouth. I think he's going to start that. I think Thiago Silva will start that game as well. There'll be lots of rotation, I think, in that Chelsea team on the final day. Do I not think Petrovic is a potential rotation? Yes, a little bit. But Sanchez hasn't been great. Dunk. Also, Dunk could go in. Absolutely. Absolutely. I do think there's a bit of a risk with Petrovic. But the manager has never said anything about Sanchez coming in. Do I think it's okay to bench boost with double Arsenal versus United? I think it's absolutely fine. I don't expect a clean sheet in that game, but you are hoping to gain in 36 and 38 outside of it. The goalkeepers in defence is where I'm not 100% certain. I do think the front eight kind of picks itself a little bit. I'd go Bruno over Garnacho because if United aren't doing anything at the end of the season, it could be that Rashford plays, they could give youngsters minutes. I don't think Nkunku will start either in the double, in the first double. Gamble on Lewis Hall, but as soon as Trippier comes back, Livramento could play out there for a game in a double. Like in a double, one start for each feels very likely. If you guys haven't dropped a like on the stream, if you could do that, that would be fantastic. So we're looking at something like this. We're looking at something that looks like this, right? Petrovic, Edison. And then looking like that. Where would you say... Hasn't Sanchez been injured? Yeah, he has. Petrovic is a pretty bad shot stopper. He's not as good a shot stopper as Sanchez is, that's for sure. He made a big mistake for the first goal, I think, last night. But he made a couple of good saves. But Ait Nouri, as I've said, I love an Ait Nouri pick this week. But I just wouldn't be booking in transfers because something will go wrong. I don't think I'll go double Arsenal. Double Arsenal and Spurs defence, I probably wouldn't do that either. I've only got one from each in here. No Man City defender. I've got Edison because I don't think any defender starts every game between now and the end of the season. If you're a couple of million short of this draft, there's easy ways. So let me try and build a draft that's got a couple of million in the bank for you, right? Shaw would straight away go to Burn. For me, that's just a free up a million straight away there. For me, the front seven is pretty non-negotiable. So I'd go in here and I'd go Onana. Straight away, I'd save some money. I'd drop Ben White and, you know, I'd look at someone like a Gvardiol. That's now got 2.7 million in the bank. Johnson over Foden and get Foden 36. Yeah, you could do that. As I said, I'm not that confident on booking a transfer because I'm sure something will go wrong. If Palmer is hurt. So Palmer is ill and apparently Foden was ill. I think I saw that somewhere. Haaland and Porro, let's see. Paul O'Keefe said that everyone had been training this week. So that includes Porro, apparently. So something like that. I mean, that leaves 2.7 in the bank, right? That leaves 2.7 in the bank. So something like that, if you have a slightly lower team value, you could always bump Petrovic up to to Vicario there and not worry about the Chelsea defence that much. Van Hek, yeah. Van Hek is a nice cheap option which you could go with. Why would you wildcard this week and not next week? So I don't know if I can... Let me get my team up for this week and we can take a look at it. A lot of us are looking at teams that look like this week. Oh, sorry, I've already made transfers, so this doesn't help. Let me just create a new plan and I will show you. So, it would look something like this week, right? I've got Gusto, who's actually a doubt. I'd probably be playing, I've got Saka, Luis Diaz, Salah. Like, it's okay, but I think there's definitely more gains to be had playing it this week than playing it next week. So, which one were we doing? This one. So, a few of you asking about differentials, like Kevin De Bruyne. We can try and fit him in. Gvardiola, you're probably going to need someone like a Van Hek if you're going De Bruyne. Fernandes to De Bruyne, something like that. This leaves me very close in terms of value, but you can get De Bruyne in if you wanted to instead of Fernandes. Something like this if you wanted to go and fit De Bruyne in your team. Who else are you wanting to be fitting in? Salah and Darwin will become differentials. Absolutely they will. Absolutely they will. I mean, there'll be no ownership for Darwin after this week. Darwin to like Isak and Jackson is going to be one of the most popular transfers this week. Double defence Spurs or one Chelsea, one Spurs. I'd probably go one from each. I'd probably go one from each if I could. I mean, I've got double up here, so I wouldn't go Vicario in this instance. I'd go Petrovic probably. I'm not sure I'd double up. João Pedro instead of Jackson. Or just go with Watkins or Solanke. João Pedro in for Jackson can definitely work. It also helps free up a bit of money if you need it. You are just hoping that he starts all of them, João Pedro. But Trent, I mean, just not. I know Trent scored at the weekend. But with the fixtures of West Ham away, who will have had a week off, Spurs at home, Villa away, I'm just not going Trent. I'm just not going Trent. There's no chance I own him on my wild card. He'll be a big differential, so if you like it, go for it. But Trent's a no for me. Not on wild card. Would I sacrifice for Gordon, Salah or Saka? So who would I sell? I'd probably sell Saka first before Salah. Let's see what happens in the performance tonight. But I'd probably sell Saka first. Probably sell Saka first. And if you went, you know, João Pedro, you wouldn't need to go Van Hek in here. You could upgrade him to... We've got maybe a Chelsea spot. Maybe back up, well, to Augusto or something like that. We don't know about Haaland. We don't know about Gusto or other rationales with the end of season and title race. That is exactly why I don't think you should be booking in transfers between now and game week 38. Build a team that you happily take to game week 38. Maybe not 38 itself, because you can take two free transfers. So if I show you the wildcard that I did build. So this does have Gusto in. It's got Vicario. It's got the Vicario-Edison combination at the moment. It's got Dallow, it's got Ben White in. So this is where I'm at with my wild card at the moment. Vicario, Edison, Gusto, Shaw, Porro, Dallow, Ben White, then the Son, Fernandes, Foden, Gordon, Palmer, Isak, Jackson, Haaland, frontline. this is exactly why Haaland being a doubt for the weekend is not the end of the world for wildcarders. It's not the end of the world at all. Because you can just bench him. Your front seven, all front eight, including Haaland, all have good fixtures this week. So, yeah. If he's a doubt for 36 onwards, I'd probably still own him. And I'll carry him as long as he plans on being back for the double. And if he's not, then maybe at that point I look to sell him and I go to Julian Alvarez. Because next week as well, you don't need... Sorry, there is. I think there's a City press conference going on as we speak. So let me just get the quotes up on that. So he has said, Erling Haaland is ruled out, but John Stones and Phil Foden are both ready. Okay. Erling Haaland is ruled out. Did he say anything on him? It's not a big issue, but he's not allowed for this game. I feel like it's the same quotes that we got last time he was injured and then he's out for 2 months. But not serious. I just think I'll own him. I think I'll just own him and bench him in 35 if he's not going to be available. Will Potts drop Jackson? I'd be surprised. I think Jackson plays. I'd be very surprised if he drops him. You agree, Matty? I can't believe every content creator on Wildcard is going for Jackson. He's the most underachieved with Darwin in FPL. Yeah? You're not wrong. But, you know, he is nailed. Like, we don't have another striker. And we have an extra two games. And he has been getting chances. Yes, he's missed most of them. But, yeah. Have I thought about Reguilon? He is one of the single game week players that I don't hate, but I'm not going to go there, I don't think. Like, if I was going to pick a single game week, I'd pick an Arsenal defender over them. Do I think Gusto has it in the tank to play both in the double? I mean, let's see what the injury is first. I think he probably can, but it is a lot of minutes. Like, does he then play the following one? That's the issue. Mateta, still a shout over Jackson. They're all shouts, but I will just take a risk on the player with two extra fixtures. The only one that I might consider is João Pedro because he does have a double, but I'm not sure I'd go there because I don't think he starts every game between now and the end of the season. What are my thoughts on going without Salah? To be honest, I'm much more scared about going without Arsenal defence than I am with going out Salah. I think the midfielders I'm picking are more than capable of doing what they need to match Salah this week, or over the next 4 weeks. Now, I'm taking a -8 to bring in Isaac Gordon and Jackson. Is Jackson worth a hit is a different question. Probably not. But Isaac and Gordon, I prefer over him this week. You've gone with Jackson, despite watching the horrendous misses in the Arsenal game and in the cup final, but he did well against Everton, didn't he? So. You're thinking of selling Haaland for the rest of the season? I mean, I won't recommend doing that, but if we hear that he might be back, go for it. If we hear he might not be back, then you can take the risk. What about Hoyland? I mean, unless I see form for him tonight, I don't think I'll go there. He feels so off form at the moment. And is only playing 70 minutes. So this is where I'm at with my wild card. If we hear that Gusto's not available, he will go. And probably Vicario will go. And I'll go Petrovic and I will go, I don't know, like a Romero. I don't love that. He's going to get set off, isn't he? But something like that. If Romero is back, you could also go, I mean, you could go Petrovic, Vicario. The only issue with that is you can't play them both this week. The only issue with that. And then you've got to play Chelsea at home to West Ham, which I don't love. So if I go Petrovic, I might go Petrovic Onana. And then, like, that leaves a City spot to someone like Kyle Walker. But I like Ederson. I just think he's the only one who's likely to start them all. Van de Ven could be the one, absolutely. This does leave the Spurs slot in defence, which is not... I mean, it's fine. Maybe Van de Ven. He's nice and cheap. Most nailed Chelsea defender. I don't think any Chelsea defender starts every game this season. I don't think there's a single one. And that's not helpful, I know. But I think in the order, if everyone's fit, I would have probably Gusto first, De Sassi second. But I don't think I'd pick anyone that's not Gusto, as you can see from this. Emerson Royale. Not if Porro's back, because we don't know who... It could be Davies at left back, but with so many minutes, I don't think Davies will play them all, so I think you might get Emerson Royale playing some of them. Let's do some questions before we wrap up the stream. Some of you, if you haven't liked already, if you could unsubscribe to Fantasy Football Scout, that would be great. When would I triple captain if I still had the chip? This week, if you've got it, I'd play it on Palmer if we think he's going to be back. I'd probably play it in this week. The ranking is 37, 35, and then one of the last two, like 38, then 36 probably. But most of people are using their bench boosts in 37. Shaw to Burn or Dalot to Maguire on wildcard 35. I'd probably do Shaw to Burn. I think there's just enough risk of the other United centre-backs being back. Hoyland has been ruled out by Pep for tomorrow night. Erling Haaland is not ready for tomorrow. Phil Foden and John Stones are ready. He says it's not a big issue on Haaland, but... yeah. That's where we're at. What chips? So I'm wildcard 35, bench boost 37. Is Haaland out? He's out for tomorrow night. Went to free hit if you're triple captaining in 37. I mean, he could play it this week or 38. I love the idea of a free hit 38. If you've got your free hit and you can save it to the last day of the season and go triple City, triple Arsenal, triple Liverpool, and then two others. I love the idea of a free hit 38. Do I trust Jackson as an asset? Not really. But he plays two extra fixtures than the others. So you're free hitting 37. Should I... what would you plan about that? In that situation, double Arsenal defence. Like, still think City are important for their last four. Still think Newcastle are important for their run as well. Maybe a couple of Chelsea, a couple of Spurs. De Bruyne buying alongside Foden. I don't know which midfielder you drop. If you're happy to drop Fernandes, then maybe in there. But I don't know who I drop. Spurs and Chelsea doubling 35 defenders is terrible. It's true. It's true. I'd sacrifice Fernandes before I sacrifice Gordon, to be honest. It's probably where I'm at with it. Any more questions? We'll do a few more. I've got time. Bruno Fernandes or Luis Diaz for the rest of the season? Fernandes. Best double defence Spurs or double Arsenal for on wildcard 35? I mean, I'd probably go double Spurs and one Arsenal is probably where I'm going to fall. The Arsenal defence will drop in ownership this week. Top three defenders to have. Shaw, Porro if he's fit, and probably Dalot and an Arsenal one. I have made some transfers, yes. This is where I'm at the moment. Saka can go. I know I won't be having him. Salah can go. I know I won't be having him. haven't decided on White and Gabriel, and there was a chance Pickford rose again, so that's why they are still in at the moment. Can I include Trent? You can. I wouldn't be doing it. Haaland ruled out against Brighton, yeah, just now by Pep. How about Jackson, Bruno to De Bruyne and Pedro? I don't hate that at all either. I don't hate that at all, and you don't need the money to do it. Don't hate it at all. A big differential. Want Johnson, who do I drop from this wild card? I mean, if I was going Johnson, I'd probably drop Foden and then go Johnson to Foden in 36. But is Petrovic still nailed? Or will Sanchez come in, especially after yesterday's loss? I still have always said that I think Sanchez will play a game between now and the end of the season. But if he's injured, he can't play. So let's see what happens in the press conference. But yeah. What about Brighton defensive asset like Dunk? Yeah, I just don't like their fixtures very much. Bournemouth away this week is not good. Villa, Newcastle, Chelsea, United. I just don't like any of them, really, for a clean sheet for Brighton. So, is there consideration for wildcard 36? You already have double Chelsea and Spurs plus triple Newcastle. Yes. Doesn't sound like you massively need a wildcard. Consider playing it in game week 38 like a free hit if you don't need it. Why not get rid of Haaland? Because I still think he's likely to be back for the end of the season. Seen Chelsea fans saying Petra unlikely to be dropped. I think that's the case, because I don't think Sanchez was great. But it could happen, right? If we get to the end of the season and we're all kind of done with the season for Chelsea, keeper changes are very common. We see it every year. If the backup's good. We saw Scott Carson get a game for City. So, I mean, my ideal is this. But I then don't know what Chelsea defender to pick. But maybe I'm best off just not picking a Chelsea defender. Maybe I'm best off going double Arsenal in here. I'm now short of this draft. So I can't do that. But, yeah, I mean, something like that. And yeah, maybe something like that. And just having double Arsenal. Like, is a Chelsea defender really worth it? Or would I just go Arsenal? So let's see. That's where we're at the moment. I hope it was useful for those of you on Wildcard. Those of you listening on podcast, I hope it was barely listenable or vaguely, at least slightly listenable for you all. Before you go, if you haven't already, please can you subscribe? Leave a 5-star review on podcast as well. Follow the brain over the heart. I will do. Play FPL with my head, not my heart. That's why I had triple Arsenal last night and no Chelsea. Wildcard using game week 30. You need to take a minus 12 hit to have 15. Do it now or later. I mean, I wouldn't like, if there are some good single game week players, like I wouldn't sell Arsenal and players for hits. Like now, I wouldn't do that. Gabriel and Saliba, not White. I mean, Ben White is clearly the highest scoring defender in FPL now, so he's got to be up there. Yellow card doesn't matter now for Jackson. He's got 9, but he's played his 32 games, so you can forget the Jackson yellow cards, and I'm sure he'll get booked next game because he doesn't need to worry about it. Is Fernandes worth the money over Garnacho? I just think there's a chance Garnacho doesn't start every game between now and the end of the season, and Fernandes likely will. But if you need to save money, Fernandes to Garnacho is a sensible way to do it. Shaw to Burn you can do. Dallow to Maguire you could do. So yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up there. There will be other streams on Scout like Deadline Dilemmas. There'll be a deadline stream, I'm sure. So there'll be lots more time after we get some of the useful press conference news, potentially updates on Haaland, Gusto, Palmer, Porro, between now and the end of the week. Like the stream before you go. Subscribe if you are new around here. Check out my channel if you have not already. Have a lovely rest of your week. Good luck in the remainder of Game Week 34 when it does come around. And I will see you all again very soon. Thanks, everyone.